You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred? You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus. CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
The Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Cambie and Hastings. With performances by La Casquivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Morning, everyone. Here once again, you're listening to Community Living Radio, and I'm Michael, and we are broadcasting from CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's co-op radio. So today we have with us a very good friend and guest, Diane Hume of Dream Receivers Coaching, and we have a really cool topic to talk about because Diane and I both were big fans of Tony Robbins, and she was recently at Tony Robbins' event here in Vancouver, and she came with a really big takeaway that I think that just about everybody needs to hear what this takeaway is about, because these six things affect everyone and can actually affect how you deal with people in different relationships too, right? Am I right, Diane? Are you there?
Yes, that is very true.
So
the six human needs are, it's in all of us.
Yeah.
They're important.
Yeah, I was
and some people have more priorities over one over the other, and it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, and you deal with people all the time dealing with their dreams and their relationships, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
You're kind of our resident expert on dreams and I don't know how many people so far have you actually made their big dream come true?
Oh, I would say we're in the hundreds.
That's pretty amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and taking every type of different ways of learning about people to help drive them is incredibly important, because we all want for each other as well as for ourselves. Do you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And just for those who are listening right now, and maybe listening on some of our rebroadcasts later on, in the next, I say, couple weeks, we're going to release a... It's going to be a really cool video of what we saw while we were walking and talking about some of the things that were wrapped around these six special needs. Diana, we took a walk down to the beach because we both happen to live near the beach, which is pretty cool that we live in that fantastic area. And walk down the stairs that we did, and we were talking about that. So we're going to release that also as a video, so you guys can look forward to that later on, so you get to see what we saw as we were walking down towards the beach and talking about some of these things. So, but anyway, with that being said, what is the very first need? Number one. It's number one on the list, maybe not number one to everybody,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So the first of the six human needs is certainty. Certainty and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Robbins explains it as it's a human need for certainty, obviously. And it's our need to feel in control and to know exactly what's coming up next so that you can feel secure. It's a need for basic comfort, the need to avoid pain and stress, and also to create pleasure. And it's our need for certainty is a survival mechanism. It affects how much risk we're willing to take in life, in our jobs, in our investments, and in our relationships. And the higher the need for certainty, the less risk most people will be willing to take or emotionally hear. So this is where certainty being the number one can affect the way we are, the way we make our choices and decisions.
Right. Which makes life pretty interesting for you and I, because we're very, very similar in the fact that we're entrepreneurs, which there's not a lot of certainty into being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And both of our spouses are very much so based in uncertainty.
Exactly.
So it makes it interesting for us to make sure that we are giving them certainty when they need it, right?
Exactly, because the risk tolerance is lower.
Mm-hmm.
With people who have the human need certainty as their number one human need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when it's a different human need, usually we choose different in our partners because we need more of that certainty, a little bit more in our life.
Right.
So we choose partners that have that, so that they can keep us on track with that certainty.
That is probably very, 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 very true. So, what is it explains why we chose our spouses the way chose who we did for our spouses. That's one, but. What are some of the ways that we can actually, since that isn't our number one, what are some of the ways that we actually can help reassure and make sure that that our spouses see, or somebody else is listening, that how they can make sure that partner actually gets the certainty that they need, so everything stays happy.
Yeah, I would say again, it's about trust, mm-hmm. and have we earned that trust in the past? For certain, if we've done it before, our spouse can say, "Well, they were able to do this certain thing with certain in the past, so I can feel trust in this person to do it." Again, that type of thing. But it's about really having the compassion and empathy for that person, that is their number one human need, and to give them that reassurance, and also to have trust within themselves that they are making the right decision mm-hmm. with what they're doing. And it's just realizing, saying, you know, I understand that my husband's number one priority is to be certain. So to take that into consideration when I'm in my kind of maybe mode of uncertainty, where I just want to have variety and maybe a surprise. And, you know, many times these people also don't really appreciate surprise parties and those types of things, because they want to know what's going on. They want to know what to expect. So having that compassion that, oh, we like that. Well, I like to just walk in and have all these people surprise me. It's okay with me. But just to respect maybe our partners, not necessarily. That's not necessarily something that they could handle.
Mm-hmm. So
to get along better.
Yeah, there's a lot of respect in what you just said, making sure we're delivering their needs as well as they're supplying our needs. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So the next one?
Yeah. What would be number two be?
Number two is uncertainty and variety. And again, remember that all these needs are in all of us. It's just the priorities.
Right.
Some have higher priorities over one compared to another. So the second one is uncertainty and having variety. So let's ask yourself the question about, do you like surprises?
Do I like surprises? Yes, I like the surprise, but the reason why I ask people not to surprise me is more about them than it is me. The reason why I ask people not to surprise me is because I'm very bad at hiding disappointment. So if you surprise me and it was something that's like, okay, I really don't like that, it's like it shows straight on my face, and then I'm always afraid. I'm afraid that of hurting that other person's feelings, because they probably put a lot of work into being able to surprise me. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
So
and there's a difference between a surprise that you like compared to one that you don't like. Many
right.
times we surprises we don't like we call problems.
I don't like that word.
Yes. Yeah, challenge.
Yeah, oh, challenge. Yeah. I like challenge, but but you're absolutely right on that one. But
we all need that. We all need that variety, that uncertainty, mm-hmm. just to keep that excitement, that the way he describes it is like muscle in your life. Because you can't grow muscle or character unless you have something to push back against,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, yes, I do. I always like the next challenge.
And
of course, you don't always know what the next challenge is going to be. And then, bam, it hits you. So
exactly.
So in that respect, yeah.
Some people
yeah.
over others.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
usually entrepreneurs are kind of like, I feel like entrepreneurs are somewhat like a goaltender. the puck could be hitting us at any time and anywhere, and we've kind of got to be ready for it. And also be going with the flow to some extent as well.
Right.
It's completely the opposite of certainty, right?
But you're right. It is important because, like Tony Robbins said, that muscle and also being able to keep your mind working, right? So
exactly.
That makes perfect sense. But I, as far as things are concerned, I have to say that uncertainty is not my very top priority either.
No.
I like some of it, but you know, there's a lot. I do have a tolerance level to that. So.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So.
That's the number two.
That would be nice.
I would call it a little bit of spice in life, too, especially if it's what you want, that you're getting and it's out of the blue, that you all of a sudden have got this great thing that has come. Lots of times it's from a lot of goal-setting work that it's come to you. That it's a lot of vision work and all that, and it's just now popped up. And oh, what a surprise! Like, those are the great, and you maybe might not have been certain before, and then now it's coming into fruition.
Yeah,
which lots of things have happened like that for I know you and I as well.
Yeah,
and it's been really, really great from a lot of the work that we've been doing.
Because for everyone listening, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that Diane and I, we've been friends for quite some time, and that we do a lot of projects together. Just to help each other out, you know, to help keep pushing our lives forward and our goals forward. Excuse me a second, but I was going to say that. So a miracle that happens in our life could be an uncertainty, but it's definitely a good thing, right? Because we all love miracles.
And there are some people that just thrive on that. That's their number one. They just want to have surprises and a variety all the time, or they are bored, just mundane, and sometimes could even create drama on purpose just to get that variety in life. So it's sometimes, just knowing that, though, just knowing that, uncertainty is definitely this person's number one priority.
So, okay, what would number three be?
Number three is significance. It's about feeling important, special, unique, or needed, which is a human need we all have within us, but some, again, a higher need than the other needs.
Now, I have to say that one probably is higher on the priority list, especially since it's like all the radio shows, if you follow me on Facebook, there's always another Facebook Live coming up or something, you know. And that's probably, and also the fact that I work with political figures also. So significance is probably up there on my list. I will admit that, especially after you defined it, because of the importance part.
I definitely see that in you, and it's high up in my list as well. I'm probably one of the top, which is probably why I'm on the radio with you
right now. Actually, you've been on this station quite a number of times because I think you appeared on another show. I'm going to give a plug to Conscious Living Radio while we're at this, because I think you've appeared on their show also several times.
Yes.
Right?
They invited me on there August 8th and at 18 o'clock, if you want to look at it in the archive.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I just love Co-op Radio. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love talk shows, and a talk show with significance is really great.
Yes. Well, I'd say we don't always deal in fluff, especially on either of our
yeah.
shows, Conscious Living Radio, because when you're dealing with mindsets, that's not fluff.
No.
We deal in two different types because sometimes we get more political on this show than they would on Conscious Living Radio. So. Because different set of issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely.
So, but yes, and you also, with your own video show, the Dream Receiver show, you don't deal in fluff either. It's usually dealing mm-hmm. in mindset work and healing work, right?
Exactly, and we're interviewing people on there who have made their dreams come true and who also help people get their dreams in specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I've interviewed quite a few people who go about this shape of things so that they can show the world what they are doing and how others can find them, read their books, all of that. I just love the people that I have had on that show. They're just all incredibly amazing. We'll be starting up again in the fall, but we've got many more that we keep posting every couple of weeks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Still from all winter that we have put on there.
Right. Yeah, because you were a video recording, how would we say, animal at one point, and so do you have like a bunch of them already done? They're either done or in editing. So I want to get back to significance and you a little later on in the show, and then mm-hmm. when we come back from this break, we're going to deal with, because we're about halfway through the list, right?
Yeah, number three.
Yeah. So when we come back, we'll talk about the next three in a second. Okay. So we'll be back in a second after these messages. Hold on.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to Community Living Radio. I am Michael, and we're talking to Diane Hume of Dream Receivers Coaching about the topic of these six human needs. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we got up to number three, which is significance, and I prefaced that one because I think we both have a priority on that one. So I'm going to preface that one until the last segment. So what would the next need be?
Okay, the next one is love and connection. And this is the fourth basic need. And the way he describes it is love is the oxygen of life. It's what we all need and want most. And when we love completely, we feel alive. But when we lose love, the pain is so great that most people settle on connection and the crumbs of love. You can get that sense of connection or love through intimacy or friendship or prayer or walking in nature. Mm-hmm. And it says, if nothing else works, you can get a dog.
If nothing else works, you can get a dog. Wow. It sounds like maybe a lot of people actually really prioritize that one.
Yeah, it's very true. And for me, when I think of love, I think about how it has to be within first. And that, you know, maybe a dog is not something that you can fit into your life, be it not being allowed to have, not being allowed to have a dog in your apartment or different things like that. The one thing I agree with is that we are always with ourselves no matter where we are, and to pull that love within. Even if you go back to a memory of when you felt love. I always think about when my daughter was first born and that love that I felt for her when she was born. Mm-hmm. And I remember exactly how I feel it, where I feel it, sounds, all the senses, and I can get into that feeling really quick, and I don't have to wait for it outside of myself. And if this being one of the top priorities for, I think, most of us, it's really important to have this first within. And lots of times the reason why we want the other pieces is because of the love as well.
Yeah.
It's high up there.
Yeah, that's pretty intense, and I totally see what you mean with if, because it's been said in numerous places in numerous times that you can't have love until you know love within you.
Yeah, you can never give something that you don't have yourself.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah. So, and I remember that also being one of the rules with the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
First you have to find the love within you, and then when you find it, you start attracting more of it.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to be having something within for yourself. I mean, to expect other people and demand it, you need to show me love, and you need to show this to me. Otherwise, I'm not going to feel it, and it's all your fault. But how can you expect that of others when we don't feel it within first?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this, that being said, love and connection, being the first of four. Now, he calls it part of our personality. And he says, we all find ways to meet these, whether by working harder, coming up with a big problem, or creating stories to rationalize them. The last two are the needs of spirit. These are more rare. Not everyone meets these. When these needs are met, we truly feel fulfilled. So that's why giving, I believe, any of these needs, giving them to yourself first is really important, rather than expecting to get them outside of ourselves.
Right. Well, I can't remember where the proverb comes from, but it discusses, I know it doesn't come from Christianity. I do know that, but I can't remember it. But it comes from somewhere else in the world where they have the multiple gods. The saying is the gods. The problem is that the gods played a joke on human beings because they took wisdom and love, and they put it deep inside of us. And the knowing that by putting it deep inside of us, that we would always search for it outside of us. But we can't see it because it's so deep inside of us. Like the saying that you can't see what's underneath your nose. So this is one of the things I love about the work that you actually do, because you actually teach people, no, go inside of you. There's everything you need is first inside of you, and then when you find it that way, then you start attracting it from outside of you.
Exactly. I just had a client recently. I had a few questions for her as we finished up on her 6 months one-on-one coaching. Uh-huh. And she said it was quite incredible how many challenges she solved by looking within and having the guidance with our sessions on where these were. This is like little filing cabinets within her that we discovered, and she was, whoa. And her friends and everyone are quite surprised, because right now she's working on her certs for her master's for physiotherapy. And now she says that a lot of these things that she has grown to use for herself, she will now help her patients with the mind-body connection with doing her physiotherapy once she starts her practice, once she's graduated. But all her grades, everything, she doesn't have the stress anymore that she thought she had to have in order to do well. She no longer has it. So, yes, it's really important to look inside those internal filing cabinets to find the needs that we need within us.
Right. Yeah. And we all have that filing cabinet, right?
I just got a vision of that show with Jim Carrey. I think it was Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
All the filing cabinets came flying.
That's right.
But anyway.
Yeah, that is a pretty funny one. With that being said, in all of his hilarity, but sometimes we and this is again, this is where you come in, with your importance of what you do, is sometimes we need that coach to help us find those points, right? To find that filing cabinet, or maybe to find the key to unlock the filing cabinet. Maybe we know the filing cabinet's there, right? But we need to find the key to unlock it. So.
Exactly, and sometimes we don't know what we don't know until we do get the key.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, and the music to my ears is always, I never thought of it that way, and that's part of growth, which comes into our. Which drives us into our next need, need number five, which is growth. And that's super important to me. And the way he explains it is, if you're not growing, you're dying. So it's like, if a relationship is not growing, if a business is not growing, if you're not growing, so if it doesn't matter how much money you have, in the bank, how many friends you have, how many people love you, you're not going to experience real fulfillment. And the reason, and this is the reason, and the reason we grow, I believe, is so we have something of value to give. So that's very interesting, because I feel that I always need to grow in order to give that value. Back. It's got to be a continuous thing. We are human, and gotta keep up that growth. And I just love jumping on the bandwagon for any type of personal growth that's offered that will help me to get to the next level in life and awareness and that. What about you for growth? How do you feel about that?
Well, I was going to say, in a lot of respects, I'm one of those personal growth junkies, right? but with that being, along with that, the reason why I do go to so many things and try to learn so much about personal growth is because I want to be able to give back. And if the more you want to give back, and the larger that you want to give back, the more you have to actually grow yourself, because you can't grow what isn't in you. You can't give back to what isn't in you, so you have to grow it. So, does that make sense?
Yes, because if you're not going deeper into your own self-development, you know, I always feel that if things aren't going right for me, like it just seems to be a struggle, I look at what is missing, what do I need to know, who else is doing this work, who else is in a relationship that is working, or whatever it is, and to learn from them, it's like playing tennis. If you're wanting to get better in tennis and you want to grow your skill in tennis, you need to be going to the people who have already done all the practicing and done all the ins and outs so that you can learn from them and grow from them. Unfortunately, many times what we tend to do is we maybe go and ask a beginner tennis player to come out, and because it's a little bit more comfortable. And then the two of them are playing tennis, and they're not really getting any better. They're having fun, which is fine. That might be something you just want to do. But if you really seriously want to get better, you need to go out and play with somebody who's been playing longer and have gone through a lot of the trials and tribulations of learning tennis so that they can teach you. And they they need to also be doing their growth in order to teach you.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes kind of a cycle that way, that if I want to teach you, I have to keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So,
which goes nicely into the next need, but...
Okay. What is that next need?
Contribution.
Contribution. Wow.
And the secret to living is giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not about us. And to realize it's service and sharing. And it actually, sharing enhances your own experience as well. Because teaching, many times we also like to teach what we need to learn, which sometimes people go, oh, I'm an imposter. I can't teach that. I'm not that good at this. Mm-hmm. But they want to become good at it. And so what they do is they actually contribute and learn more about themselves and get better by contributing. So it's interesting.
Yeah. I guess the other interesting part to that is... giving is an environment. When you put yourself into a giving environment, you also receive a lot more.
Yes. It's true. And did you know that the mind doesn't really know the difference between giving and receiving as far as feeling goes?
I didn't know that. No, see, you just, yeah. I just received a new piece of information.
Yeah, it's a feeling when you give, because when the person has gratitude back, mm-hmm. you are receiving. You're receiving gratitude. You're receiving a feeling of what it feels like to give. So many people have problems receiving, and that can actually make them sick as well, because they won't receive help, or they won't receive guidance, or they won't receive because it's only, no, I just want to give.
Right.
And then we're actually, by not receiving, we're not giving the other people a chance to give to us so that they can feel the feeling of giving.
Hmm.
It's deep.
That is a very, very deep and interesting thing. Okay, so...
the contribution.
That's... contributions, that's a really cool thing.
Yes, and by contributing, you're actually giving, but you are receiving
mm-hmm.
as well. Just like you contributing to this radio show.
Right.
Well, like you also receive by giving to the radio show.
Very cool. Because this is one of my favorite contributions to the community, because I get to bring people like you to other people's lives. So anyway, with that, I need to get to a break, and mm-hmm. we'll be right back again after these messages.
Great.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
The Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Cambie and Hastings. With performances by La Cascivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver.
And we're back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Community Living Radio. And we're speaking to Diane Hume of Dream Receivers Coaching about the six human needs as listed by Tony Robbins. And I remember I prefaced one of those human needs because because of the work that Diane and I both do for our community, that I think that significance deserves a little more talking about, especially in reference to maybe some of your workshops and your processes that you actually do for people. Hello, Diane?
Oh, hello, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. The processes that I do for people and how it relates to significance,
yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I caught you off guard there a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah. It's all good. So, significance being the feeling important and special and unique. In the program, Live Your Life Now, specifically, we get into who you really are and what are your needs and what is it that you do want to contribute to. What is that burning desire within you that just needs to be out? And how do you go about it? Because many times the thought of the how, is a big question mark. And then we do nothing. Many people will just say, I can't see it happening, so they won't do anything. Whereas the Live Your Life Now workshop gets into the clarity, the certainty of how to go about it by really, really getting in deep within ourselves, as well as mentor modeling and finding out that in reality these people are doing what we want to do.
Right.
And how did they get there? And then all those six human needs can be met in a variety of different ways.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we are all looking for these six human needs.
Right. So you actually walked me through sometimes I think you guinea pig me with some of your new processes.
Yeah.
And it was called the burning desire. And I thought that was a really cool process because it kind of explains some of my some of my hobbies and some of my work. So, And that was a really cool process, and I want to do some more homework on that also. So, how is it that you manage to find some of your processes and with the realization that they actually work for people?
Yeah, well, there's a huge combination. Like I said, the growth is really important to me. So I find some great mentors that have helped me through a lot of these things. I've gone to events through Melina Serene, who passed away January 7th, and then Bennett Stellar University also has given me all my certifications in the different modalities to help get people to where they want to be. And recently joined a group with Cheryl Bishop as well for her Resilient Women group. And we're studying the Think and Grow Rich book, where the first thing they say in chapter one is, what is your burning desire? And what are you willing to commit to in order to get there? And it's super important to know that and to be reading that vision statement, that mission statement, every single morning when you wake up, because, and every night before you go to bed, because those type of statements, like an affirmation, will lead you to the steps that day. It will make a difference as to whether or not you take that next step towards what it is that you want. It'll also tell you what you need to do that day to be in alignment with that vision and that mission. So really, really important to me. And that's how I've been involved in all these different groups, getting these different things, because I read that vision statement every morning and I automatically get involved with anything that will help me run my event, helping more and more people.
Right. Very cool. Now, you mentioned another friend of ours, and that particular friend was probably one of the first people that actually got me into some of the rooms, personal growth rooms, is Cheryl Bishop.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a fantastic person. And anybody that ever has a chance to actually work with Cheryl, Diane, you'll attest to this, because I think she even broke her ankle one time dancing and bouncing around, didn't she?
Yes, exactly. We had a little look at Louise Hay to find out what does it mean when the ankle is off like that. Kind of looked at it and said, you know what? And she built this fabulous Resilient Women group, and it's been a great mastermind. We're doing little beta tests, but it's been incredible, and she's growing that to be bigger as well. It's a good group that she got going. But it's funny how things happen to us when we're not going towards our dreams and we're not going towards our goals. These little things, it'll ailments kind of start happening to kind of nudge us along to go, okay, are you going to your calling?
Right. That reminds me of another friend of ours, Denise Basel. I had to check in with her because the last time I actually managed to get her on the show, and the only reason why I got her on the show and she wasn't off gallivanting somewhere place else is because she had broke her leg. And she couldn't move. not that I, especially while on vacation, not that I wished her the broken leg, but I have to say I was grateful that she had, because we've been trying to figure out time to get her on the show and all this sort of stuff, and nothing seemed to be working out, and then bam, she went on vacation and she broke her leg, and then she broke it in a significant enough place that she actually couldn't leave the house.
So I
think we need to check in with her and see how she's doing, because she should be pretty well healed up by now, and I want to get her back out networking and everything with us.
Exactly. And speaking of ailments and that, we also have a trip we're going on, a big retreat. It's through Svetlana, we have approximately 7 people going on it. We're leaving on the 12th, and we'll be there till the 26th. And what's really great about it is it's really integrating health with also seeing the history, all of that within the within. So we've got like medical doctors and all of that that have really helped to, I wouldn't say cure, but I would say definitely make people better.
Yeah, we can't, the medical doctors don't like us using the word cure. So we won't use the word cure, but we can say that it will assist the healing process. And that's, again, we're leading back to mindset with that, because when you have a healthy mindset, the body just tends to want to follow along.
Exactly. There is a mind-body connection, and that's what I will be doing a lot of the teaching on, is that connection between the mind, body, and the spirit within, like just our own spirit.
Right.
And it helps with the rejuvenation and spa treatments, and it's all to the point of where they come to your home on the day that we leave and pick you up from your home. And it's fully escorted, 13 nights in accommodation and spa treatment. They do a health checkup on you if you want. And if your legs are good, you can attend the nature walks and it's actually a sightseeing tour in Prague as well. And it's the main place that we'll be staying in is Karlovy in Czech Republic. So it's a really unique.
Yeah. Is that where Svetlana is actually from? We're talking about Svetlana Sinok, right?
Yeah.
I know she's.
I believe she is. She does come from that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a wonderful and beautiful person. I'm glad to hear that Dream Receivers is actually working with her. Because she is probably one of, for the Vancouver area, she is the foremost healing travel expert out there. I don't think if anybody knows of any better spots for you to go for healing or how to get you there than Svetlana. So giving her a little plug today too.
Yeah.
So. which actually leads me to something else that, and because the three of us, another friend of ours, Paula, we're all three involved in what's called the Influencers Club, and it's based on theories from Teresa de Grobat's book, Mass Influencer, that giving influence actually gains you influence. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so
giving, receiving again.
Yeah. It's like giving, receiving again. When you put yourself in the right environment, it's a wonder how these things happen. So, we're running out of time. So, in the next 30 seconds, can you say how people can find some of the things you're doing, your website and contact information, once again?
Yes. Okay. So, just to let you know that we only have three more spots left for this September trip, but we'll be having another one in October of next year. So you'll want to get on that. And you can find it all on dianehume.net or .com.